Salt. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, John Hartzler comes walking down the hall. He's getting up at 6 o'clock here. It's 6 o'clock. We are up till some of them were up to the wee. I was right down here. They have a pool. They have a pool table. They have field air hockey. They have ping pong. And so I finally crawled in bed. It's about 11 o'clock here when I went to bed last night. Those of you who watch know that I'm an early riser. I go to bed early, and I get up early. And I crawled in about midnight my time last night. And these guys are up later than me, and here they are, and here again this morning. And, you know, I hate people that I hate it when people – talk about things they do as if they're trying to make me feel guilty. Well, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but I hope you do. And I hope you take that guilt and you transform that guilt into action. Ultimately, this show is about individual action. But ultimately, that's what it's about. It's not a follow me. All right, everybody, let's everybody get on the train and let's go rolling into San Francisco. And that's not what it's about. It's about individual action right where you live. There's a lot of things that I've been watching and been thinking about as I see. We have such strong men here. We have strong men here. And there's strong men in the queue. There's strong men who come in here every day. But yeah, there's something about them that is holding them back. I don't know what it is. I wish I could put a finger on exactly what it is. And Mark Trump continually tells me every time, Coach, this has changed my life. This has changed my life. Not talking about coming to Florida, although that does. Talking about this awakening and the plugging in of my faith. It has changed my life. Mark said, I could get him. He's over having a conversation. I would call him in here right now and let him testify that. And you know, one of the things he's doing now, some of us are in positions to do it. Do you know there's a lot of us in here who are retired guys or near retirement? Or how about this? At least independent businessmen enough that they can get away for 4 days or 5 days. John Hartzler runs a business, owns and runs a business. But he got away. Mark Trump owns and runs a business, but he got away. Don Marshall, what did he tell me? 50 employees. He runs a garage door company in New Jersey, but he got away. If you have a business or you have a life where all you get to do is go to work, you better do a reevaluation of your life. If that is your, I said, one of the things that Roger that made this dynamic so strong last night is really what this has become for us. There were 16 of us at one point down here. It has become a vacation where we are focused on others. You know, when you normally go on vacation, your entire focus is you. You want to go lay on the beach. You want to go put on some oil. You want to go eat and get fat. You want to relax. You want to put on your sunglasses. This has been a vacation where it has been constantly about serving other people. And the dynamic has been golly. So I think some of you I know can't. You're trapped in work. I get it. But some of you aren't. Some of you aren't. And I don't know what's that old seatbelt commercial? What's holding you back? What's holding you back? What is holding you back? And it came up with a conversation I had earlier this morning. Doesn't matter who I was talking to. I talked to a lot of people. It still comes down to individual initiative, folks. You're never ever going to get by that, you know? Individual initiative. And a willingness to say, you know what? I'm going to do something here. I'm going to do something. And yeah, you know, it might cause a few, ripples here in my life. It might cause me a little bit of discomfort here at some point, but you know what? I'm using an example. I'm 56 years old and I'm 14 years away from 70. And I ain't got time to wait to 70 to get some things done. Some of you guys are going to have to develop that kind of activity. You say, well, coach, that's easy for you to say. Boys and girls, I want you to know this. Pass Assault Ministries that I run pays me a set salary. You would probably be shocked if you heard how little it was. I don't have to come here. I can be Pass Assault Ministries and send down Jim Kraft and let him do it. Mark Trump can run it. But I try to be a servant leader. I try to go where the boys are. I try to go where the game's being played. And some of you out there need to start having a local game. You got to have it. You got to start somewhere and have a local game. You have got to build a team if you want to play. We'll find games for you to get plugged into. And you know, I think about Craig Fawcett, who came down with his brother. Craig was here before. He drives a skid steer. Craig came down from Iowa again and brought one, two. He brought four people with him this time. Four. Denny started the brigade in Iowa. Craig got hooked, and Craig shows up with four people, including his brother. Well, he's an independent businessman. I'm talking about you. He can get away. But you know what? Even if you're an independent businessman, getting away is a hassle. It's a hassle. Got to run a business from down here while you're on a skid steer or what? I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just telling you, you got to get an urgency, man. Get an urgency. I got some stuff I'm going to throw on the flea flicker Friday, throw on the table here. An urgency. And I'm going to stop talking about it. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about it. But I'm telling you, you're missing out on it. You don't want to be a woulda, coulda, wanna. You don't want to be one of those guys. You want to be a doer. Mark Trump said to me last night, as we were sitting around, you guys will get a kick out of this. Roger Weaver said, hey, take those people out. You take them to a steakhouse. You take them out on me. So I told everybody that Roger was going to take us out to eat on Thursday night. So we went to the seafood place last night. And the prices were relatively, you know, they weren't that bad. It's fresh seafood and prime rib and all. It was a nice joint. We sat at that table for 3 hours last night, just church camp for adults. And at the end of it, when they came and handed me the bill, it was like, are you kidding me? What? $502. $502 for one meal last night. Now, see, I want you to get this. Pass Assault didn't waste $502 on a meal. Roger said, you feed those boys and I'll pay for it. So what was Roger's reaction when I told him last night $502? He said, well, looks like I got to write another check. Meaning the one he sent me probably wasn't big enough. But we're all loafing and laughing and joking about it. And we got Roger. Order something else. It's on Roger. We didn't really do that, but there's a difference when somebody else is paying for it, isn't it? But as we're sitting around that table last night, Mark Trump said, we went to 16. This may not seem like much to you. We had a group of 16 people working 8 hours a day. Now, what is that? 8 times 16, 8, 6, 120. We put in 120 man hours each day this week. 120 on Monday, 120 on Tuesday, 120 on Wednesday, 120 on Thursday. It's raining so hard today, we can't do anything today. It's break camp day anyway. We went to 16 different homes. I'll have some pictures maybe for you on Monday. And we were sitting around last night with Skid Steer, the little bobcat, and Don and his big tractor that he brings down there, because you can't do this job down here without equipment. And Mark said, you know, it's probably, if they were going to call somebody in to do what we did, it's probably neighborhood of $8,000-$10,000 to clear what we cleared. You got this, folks. You can't believe it. To clear what we cleared. If they were hire a tree company, it's probably, let's say $5,000. Let's just say $5,000. So we went to 16 homes while we were down here and invested $5,000 into 16 homes where people could not afford to do it. They could not do it. Insurance didn't pay for it. What's that? What's somebody do the math on that? What's 16 times 5,000? $8,000. Is that right? Is that what it is? No, it's more than that.
80,000.
We did. Your investments, your donations provided $80,000 in relief here. Not sending it to FEMA, not sending it to the Red Cross, not sending it to the Salvation Army. It was tangible. 4 days, $80,000 invested in this community for nothing.
You got boots on the ground. You got real work for it, not a bunch of talk.
Well, and not only that, men's lives changed. Men's lives changed. So I'm going to quit talking about it, but I don't want you to, we talk about it being church camp for adults. It is. The benefit that we got out of coming was great. And I tried to say yesterday, there's a dynamic that happens when God's people, when we forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. And number two, maybe three, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That's element number two. And number three, come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. You bring 16 people together on those three things, and there's a powerful dynamic of Christ that flows through it. That's all I can say. That's all I will say. So we're getting ready to head home today. We're breaking camp, but we're going to come back. Plan to come back. Mark Trump's organizing, man. We're coming back in sometime in February. Anybody want to jump in here and say anything about that? I brought shorts. Didn't wear shorts one time because it never really got worn. It's been miserable weather the whole time. Some guys haven't done laundry, but we've had meals, and we put it cost us $700 to feed and house just here in the church. We had paid the church $700 to put us up and give us a shower and all that. Most of the meals, we spent money on meals because our guys would be out on the field. We'd feed them out on the field. And then at night, we would try to take them out to get something nice. So, we spent some money on ourselves. Denny, 80,000, 80 grand. We put 80 grand into this community. Free. I'm sounding redundant. Anybody got a comment to make about that at all? So, Roger, we thank you, man. We thank you that you have those finances to be able to do that and your generosity. And so, you guys know, Roger is going in today for knee surgery. This morning, he's going to leave here probably about, he may have already left. He's going to go in and have some reconstructive knee surgery being done. And so we got to keep Roger in prayer today. I'm looking down through here and see Kevin Van Store. Pray for Roger right now, would you? Are you there, Roger? Are Kevin, you there? Maybe Kevin's driving down.
Yeah. I'm here.
Pray for him, would you please?
Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we lift up our brother Roger for the surgery that he's about to undertake. We pray, Father, that you will guide the hands of the doctor and anoint him with the healing power that he needs to take care of our brother. Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We just ask you to watch over him, protect him in everything that he's doing and undergoing in this time. So we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we thank Roger for that, for his generous heart, Lord, his willingness to serve and to put meat on the table for those of us who go. We appreciate him. Hey, Roger, what was the line? What was the line you said about Benny Hinn?
Well, I don't want to offend anybody, I said, but where's Benny Hinn when you need him?
That's right. Why can't he just come and lay a hand on you you walk away, huh?
And well, Dave, I would just say we're a big wheel. We all can be a spoke, and I love each of these guys, and it was an honor to do what I did, and God did it. It was an honor, and I'm just thankful for the huddle, and thank you guys for praying. Never had that done. Never been in any men's group in my life where men prayed for me for anything, and believe me, they knew there was difficulties.
Wow, and that's something. That's a testimony right there, isn't it?
Well, Roger, we've been praying for you.
Yeah, we have. We've been praying hard.
Believe me, we've been praying for you.
Yeah, a lot of you guys we've been praying hard for. So Roger's going to get that thing fixed up and move on from there. This is supposed to be Flea Flicker Friday, and I'm grabbing it. Anybody have any piece of meat they want to throw out there before I do have a direction I'm going to kind of go, but if somebody's got something they'd like to bark about.
Well, Dave, I kind of made an announcement, but I didn't. But I just want to put it out there that Texas, we're going to have a Texas Brigade on January 11th through the 13th. I'll get all the information to Gary. He can put up on the website and all that. But I just, for planning purposes, the 11th through the 13th of January.
Okay, 11th through the 13th of January at Chad's. Now, it's not going to be something like we did here, but those weekends are really, really good. And you know, Chad, you just made me think of something. I do want to tip my cap to Gary Pierce. I make fun of Gary because I say he's anal, and he is anal. But Gary's made this whole thing pretty much flow without a hitch. And, you know, I can't see my screen. Just a second. I got to tell you something. Let's get this up. There I am. I'm going to look at y'all. I can be a difficult guy to work with. I don't mean to be. But I'm impulsive. It's not always perfectly planned out. And sometimes I realize a guy like Gary puts all this time and effort into it, a plan, and then I hoist my leg and tinkle on it. Say, no, we're not going to do that. And so that has in my past caused me problems. And the issue's me. And I never mean to offend anybody. It's just the way I roll. Now, understand this. I know that that can be an excuse for me to say, well, that's just the way I am. My old man was like that, and I'm like that too. Well, through the Holy Spirit, we're not supposed to be out like that. We're supposed to be temperate, moderate, controlled, meek, and I'm working all that stuff. But I, again, say over and over, if you were to be down here, you would understand that this is a team. I'm a coach, but I'm not a hands-on control everybody coach. I'm a big vision guy. Now we're not going to do that. We're going to do this, and it requires people being able to roll with the punches. And I appreciate that. Gary probably hard for him, but he rolls with those punches. And I think at the end of the day, we look back on it and say, man, you know, that's pretty good. That was pretty good. I know I've offended a lot of guys. I know I have. It's never on purpose. Wait a minute. If it's on purpose, you'll know it's on purpose. But I've never do it on purpose. So I just honor Gary, all the work he did, Mark Trump and Jim Kraft. Jim's the one who got this whole thing rolling for us down here, just picked up the ball and ran with it, and Chad and the things Chad's done. And once I start, I'll forget people. I just appreciate you all. But by the way, aren't you doing your damn job? Isn't that what you're doing? Do your job. You need me to grab you and pull you along. Anybody else? I got something to throw up there.
I want to throw something out there right quick. I want to just say glory be to God, because today I get to welcome my granddaughter, Abigail McCulley. Is going to be coming into this world, and we'll get to see her for the first time. So.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. She's my daughter, Tiffany, my middle daughter. She's going in to, she's actually at the hospital at this time getting induced. And so before this day's out, we're going to have Abigail. So,
okay. So
congratulations, Grandpa.
Is this her first one? Maybe I missed that. I don't know. Is this her first one?
No, this is Tiffany's second. Tiffany's she'll be 29 in January, and this is her second. She's got my oldest grandchild. His name's Jerry, and he's 8 years old, and now she's having Abigail, and looking forward to today.
That's a glorious moment, buddy. God bless you. God bless you.
Feel your quiver.
Get your quiver full. I was trying. I picked up my phone because I got an ultrasound. You know, it's always about me. I have an ultrasound of our other grandbaby that's coming January 9th. We got a good ultrasound picture of I think it's him. They haven't told us yet. I think it was him. I was going to flash that up on the screen, but I can't make this thing work, so I won't. Well, bless you, Kevin. Children are a heritage. Man, the fruit of the womb is his reward. It's the greatest gift you're going to get. Anybody else?
It's our posterity.
It's all about them. All about them. You know what's going on? I'm doing this show here, and these guys are they're so deeply engrossed in conversation over here. They're not even listening. You said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm just telling you, the fellowship is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Okay, let me throw this up there. I appreciate Jared. I don't know where we would be without you, Jared. I appreciate you, man. Hey, Jared, let's throw up there. I just saw this today. Hey, Jared, let's go back to, I'm looking at my screen. Let's go back to Colossians 2 from yesterday. Does anybody think that was pretty profound yesterday other than me? I re-listened to that as I was cutting trees and carrying brush yesterday. That was pretty profound. What we read in Colossians yesterday. I want to do a real quick review and then we'll show you something here. Does Jared have it up there? Let's see. I got this new computer and sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't. It's not a new one. It's an old one. Vic gave it to me.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yes. I was just thinking, what's her name? I apologize if I don't have her name right. Cindy or Sandy. She's moving from one area to the other.
Sandy? Uh-huh.
I was just wondering if you can tell people about that and if anybody can help her out. She's got a GoFundMe page.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. Is Ray LeBlanc in here? Maybe Ray knows more about that than I, and
I think David knows about it.
Okay, somebody help me out there because I don't know. Maybe I know. Yes. Sandy Ashley, there it is.
Yeah. Sandy is, she's just trying to move to Oklahoma, and there's some dispute going on, and she wants to keep it private.
All right. She lives in Colorado. Sandy came and joined us when we were in Ohio last summer. She did a great job at the abortion clinic. And
amazing job.
Yep, she's a warrior for the Lord. She got four young boys, and they want to make the transition from Colorado to Oklahoma, and there's just some issues involved with it. So thanks. There's the page, the GoFundMe page. How would they find that, Jared, if somebody's looking for that? What would they type in? For my friend, she's trying to raise $10,000. She's raised $400 right now, so help her out. Yeah, do that. Yeah, put that link someplace, Jared, so we can. Thanks for bringing that up, whoever did. So, blessings to her.
Yeah, Serge did.
Okay, thanks, Serge. Yeah, now it's up in the chat room there now. Okay, cool. All right. Well, Jared is Johnny on the spot, and Jared has just taken us back to. There it is. Thanks, Jared. Taking us back into Colossians 2, and I want to talk to you again about something that we read through this yesterday. Let's drop down, Jared. Sit right there. Sit right. I don't want to replay yesterday, but I feel a real urgency to hammer this home. All right. Verse 2. Well, let's start with verse 1. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you. So Paul is writing to these people and says, I got to tell you something. I'm thinking about you all the time. There's some good things that are going on and there's some bad things going on. I got great conflict for you. And for them at Laodicea, all of those people there, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. I feel like that sometimes, to be honest with you. I'm trying to do ministry afar over the internet. What wonder what it would have been like if Paul had the internet. Paul had a huddle. Okay, so he says that their hearts, who? These people in Laodicea, the people he's writing to, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and then to all riches of the full assurance of understanding. To boys, for what purpose? To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. God's a mystery. No matter how much we think we know him, he is a mystery, baby. He's a mystery. And Paul says to the acknowledgement of that he is a mystery. And that the Father is a mystery. And that Christ is, it's a mystery. Not a mystery in that they're hiding the truth from us, but a mystery in that it's just, you ever watch a mystery show? And, you know, a whodunit? Well, the Bible's a whodunit kind of thing. We don't understand all the connections. There's a mystery to it. And Paul says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hey, boys and girls, where are all the treasures of hidden of wisdom and knowledge? In the mystery of God, the Father, and of Christ. All wisdom and knowledge. He says, if you're getting information, if you're trying to live a life void of the Father and of the Son, then you ain't got any wisdom and you ain't got any knowledge, because all of it's in them. And he says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Remember, Eve was beguiled. Eve was beguiled. We could go to Webster's right now and look that up, and we did yesterday after the show was over. I'm not going to do that now, but to beguile means to trick. To trick. They're going to trick you with enticing words. And Paul says, though I'm absent in the flesh, yet I'm with you in spirit, lying, joying, and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As we have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him, not with him, walk in him. I'm heading somewhere. Rooted and built up, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now, here's where I'm talking. We have lost through infiltration. That's been the main weapon. And Paul warns us right here, beware lest any man spoil you. Lest any man infiltrate through philosophy, his way of doing things, his better way. Be careful, because some guy's going to come in here with philosophies and vain deceit. What's vain deceit? Vain means empty, for no purpose. Vain deceit. And what's that vain deceit that he's going to bring in? It's going to be after the traditions of men. We were talking last night at the table just about church and how church and the traditions of men in church. You go to any church, you walk in, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to walk in, you're going to sing a song, you're going to take an offering, you're going to shake hands, you're going to sit down, you're going to hear the sermon, you're going to get up, you might say 2 minutes of prayer, and then you go home. It's after the vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. I'm going to make some people upset. I'm going to tell you something. For the most part, the American church is after the rudiments of the world. We are using the foundations of the world, not the foundations of Christ. All right? So it's through infiltration that we have lost. That's how we've lost, through infiltration. I'm going to show you an example of that. I feel somebody trying to come in real quick. No? All right then, Jared. Jared, let's go to... give just a classic example. All you have to do is look around. You can, once you understand how they've infiltrated, what's going on with the infiltration, we're not going to be surprised by it anymore. But until we do, pull the first one up there, Jared, the first little thing. Just saw this morning. Rudiments of the world, vain deceit, philosophies of men, vain deceit, traditions of men, rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. The Boy Scouts are on the verge of bankruptcy. Now, how did that happen? Boy Scouts on the verge of bankruptcy. A, infiltration. Infiltration. And so, understand that the forces of darkness cannot build their own. They can't build nothing. All they can do is destroy. Satan is a destroyer. And if you look around, everything the God-hating left touches, they destroy. Everything. Destroyers. Well, how's that happen? Boy Scouts. Well, now we know, first of all, the Boy Scouts aren't even the Boy Scouts anymore. They've just become the Scouts. And they've gotten away through, well, I don't know, somebody came in sometime at a good, had a good point about the Boy Scouts. Well, maybe we need to be, are you ready? Here comes that word. They need to be more inclusive, more accepting, more welcoming. Hey, Jared, philosophies of men, vain deceit, philosophies of men, at the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Let's be more accepting and more open and more caring. Anybody picking up what I'm laying down yet? Do you see what's happened to us? You see that the church has adopted the very things that Paul told us not to adopt. Very things. Boys.
The Boy Scouts became the Queer Scouts because I was two badges from becoming an Eagle Scout, Dave.
Uh-huh.
And I got a new troop leader. And we went to the Big Bend down in West Texas. And while we were down in the Big Bend, I earned several badges while we were down there. We spent a week down there. But that at while we were down first, that was my first experience with a homosexual.
How about
and,
that?
And he was a demon, and it just it took me out. I got out of the Boy Scouts.
Hey, David Arthur, are you there, David? Hey, David, do you think that maybe some nefarious forces might want to infiltrate the Boy Scouts, David?
Of course, Coach. That's the goal. The goal is to target, focus on, prey on, and devour your children and your grandchildren. And that's what they're doing.
They said they were going to do it, didn't they, David?
They said it, and they're doing it.
And what do we say? Well, of course, we have to welcome them while they come in here and devour our children. We have to see that's rudiments of the world, philosophies of men, vain deceit, and not after Christ.
Instead of saying love on them, people need to just tell the truth that they love pedophiles preying on their children.
That's right. That they're okay with it. They're open and welcoming and affirming. That's what it is. You say, well, Coach, you can't say homosexuality and pedophilia in the same word. Coach, you can't say that. I just did. Now, I understand some dirty old men molest young girls. But you do remember boys and girls, do you not? 40 years ago, when the molestation was old men on young girls. But that ain't what it is today. Is it, David?
No, you know what they say now, Coach? They'll say, well, the majority of pedophiles are heterosexual. Well, wake up. All pedophiles are heterosexual, and all homosexuals are heterosexual because it's in their design.
Mm-hmm.
So just because those who are guilty of homosexuality, see, I'm not saying that everyone that's guilty of homosexuality is a pedophile, but I can guarantee you that everyone who is guilty of the sin of homosexuality is a victim of the pedophile movement in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. They may not, because David, it's the infiltration again, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is.
It's become acceptable. Now, hey, Jared, let's pull up here. Oh, man, I love talking to you guys. Hey, Jared, pull up the Boy Scout pledge. Pull up the Boy Scout pledge. Some of you out there were Boy Scouts, probably. We know Kevin was almost an Eagle Scout. Some of you probably were Eagle Scouts. Probably some of you could repeat for me right now the Boy Scout pledge. Hey, boys, philosophies of men, vain deceit, rudiments of the world and not of Christ. This is not hard. As we look back over our shoulders, this is not hard to figure out. Not hard to figure out. So here we are. What's the Boy Scout oath? This is amazing. This is from the Scouts. The Scout oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. So what did they have to do? They had to come in and change the morality. They had to come in and say it. They had to change the morality. Because they couldn't be morally straight, they had to make crooked straight. They had to tell you that you speaking out against homosexuality isn't moral.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Well, did they change? Did they change it? Because you can't keep this oath and have the sodomites and the scouts at the same time.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Vinny. So they changed the meaning of morally straight.
Ugh.
They changed the meaning of that. And so now, if you think homosexuality is wrong, you are not morally straight. See, do you understand what they've done to philosophies of men, vain traditions of men, philosophy, the vain deceit, rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Now, I could go down there because it tells what all the scouts were. It's the 10 steps: trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind. Oh, there we are. Obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave. Well, we don't want our kids learning this anymore, huh? We don't want our kids learning any of this anymore. Reverent. Clean, keep your body and mind fit, reverent, be reverent toward God, be faithful in your religious duties, respect the beliefs of others. That's Boy Scout. Who was trying to get in? I heard somebody tried to get in. Come on in. No?
Yeah, yes. Dave, I'm an Eagle Scout, this is Dave Hawkins, but when they did this, my heart just sunk, but they also started allowing girls into the Boy Scout troops last year.
Think that was by accident, Dave? Was that by accident, David?
No, it was not by accident. It's been planned for a long time. And when they made that rule to allow the homosexual thing, I almost turned my Eagle Scout pin in. And then someone said, "You worked really hard for that, so stand up for the things that you earned and the things that you stood for righteousness."
Copy.
And I was like, okay, I won't turn it in. But, I mean, it tore me up because of what
they
did.
Hey, David, let me tell you something. Yeah. You should have. We should have. Anybody's an Eagle Scout, they should have all gone down and burnt their badges right out front of the locals. See, we didn't do it. It's the same thing. We do not stand up because we don't want controversy associated with our name. We don't want to do it. And the God haters know it, and they continue to ridicule our beliefs, and we retreat more and more and more. They won through infiltration. Wasn't that what John F. Kennedy said? That would be through infiltration? And they've done it. Now, I want you, Jared, I got next video. Play this next video. This is a compilation of where the Boy Scouts used to be. It's only about 5 minutes long. 5 minutes long. And I want you to watch. Remember this. Don't forget this. Woe to those. Can anybody finish that? Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. Homosexuality, good. Standing up against it, bad. Being morally straight, good. Homosexuality, morally straight. You understand? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And they've done that to us and through infiltration to the point where guys like David Hawkins see it and can't stand it. David, don't do a damn thing about it. Right? So this is a compilation of what used to be the Boy Scouts. Go ahead and play that, Jared.
There comes a time in the life of every young man for serious contemplation and wise evaluation concerning his future. For decisions determine destiny.
The scout, in his promise, undertakes to do his duty to his king and country only in the second place. His first duty is to God. There is a higher mission before us, namely the promotion of the kingdom of God. That is the rule of peace and goodwill on earth.
Duty to God means a lot more than saying a prayer every time you need a favor. A lot more. Duty to God is simply that voluntary gesture you must make and remake a million times in your lifetime as a statement of your recognition that there's someone above this universe who watches over this universe. And to whom each of us is a favorite son.
Believe in anything you want to believe in, but keep God at the top of it. With Him, life can be a beautiful experience. Without Him, well, you're just biding time.
I am pleased to stand firm for an organization that teaches duty to God and country, that embraces the Scout Law. Yes, an organization whose motto is Be Prepared, and whose slogan is Do a Good Turn Daily.
We Scouts count ourselves a brotherhood despite the difference among us of country, creed, or class. There is no religious side to the movement. The whole of it is based on religion. That is, on the realization and service of God. We try to do our duty. We always fail when we neglect to do it.
Okay, good. Okay, Jared, go back to Colossians. See, we have yielded in the playing. We have yielded our entire playing field.
You're absolutely right, Coach. Hey, can I mention something?
Yes.
Solutions. I believe you just right before you started playing this, you mentioned JFK and you mentioned solutions. Mm-hmm. This is something that we should be offering to everybody. Because we have solutions. We have solutions to all this stuff. And one thing that's a solution is what you just played, going back to the original mission of the Boy Scouts. Simply. You know, I mean, adhere to this. This was a way to make America. This is how America was created. And that's why they instill this in the Boy Scouts. So why don't we go back to that?
Okay, so let's do this, Vinny. I'm looking at Colossians. Where am I? Colossians 2, verse 8, Jared. Just highlight verse 8 there, Jared. Beware lest the Boy Scouts spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. Beware lest the public schools spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, and after the tradition of men, and after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. Beware lest your church spoil you through the philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, and after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. Be careful lest Hollywood spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, and after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. Beware lest your family spoil you through the philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. You see it? Do you see what's happened? To the point that most of the people sitting in the church, they've been spoiled. It is them who've been spoiled. What? Through philosophy and empty deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and boys and girls, not after Christ. What can you name one Christian organization that boldly leads with the name of Jesus? One.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
I just thought of this. You played that video. I was a scout too when I was younger.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
I know. Your guys down there in Florida and everybody in the huddle, in these group of men, it's the new Boy Scouts in America.
Yeah. It is. Well, it's the philosophy. It's that tradition that we have not passed down to our children and our grandchildren. Somebody else come on in. We got 15 minutes. I got somewhere else I can go. But I really believe, fellas, this is deeper than we understand. And we bet we need. See, I don't want this to become a place where we all just come and complain. Jared, go to Jude. Go to the book of Jude.
You just mentioned about solutions. So, yeah, so let's just offer solutions, you know?
Yeah, well, so Band-Aids aren't solutions. Well, solution is doing like Coach is saying, be on the offensive.
Right.
Stop stuff before it happens. Actively promote the cause of Christ. Don't go around with a pocket full of Band-Aids putting Band-Aids on stuff.
No, well, listen to me. Victor's over there. He'll probably hear me yell this. That's what I said. Here's the American church. Are you ready? Here's the American church. Hey, clean up on aisle 7. Clean up on aisle 7.
Maybe that's what we got to do, brother.
They're coming after our children. They're infiltrating the Boy Scouts. Clean up on aisle 7. That's what the church does today.
Wow.
That's it. Yes or no?
Amen, brother. I think that's what we got to do.
Clean up on aisle 7. You and Jude, Jared? Because this theme, whether you know it or not, runs through the Bible. There's only one chapter of Jude. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you in order to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. For there are going to be guys who are going to creep in with vain deceit, the rudiments of the world, the traditions of men. They're going to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the Lord God and our only Lord Jesus Christ. I'll therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord having infiltration. You have your antenna up? And we probably don't. Probably don't. Somebody come on.
The coach, it should have been up when they say they're going to come into the Boy Scouts and change it.
Yes, Vinny, but hang on with me. See, listen, boys, quit looking over your shoulder. There ain't a daggone thing we can do about what happened, what they did, and then we can do about that, right? Now, here's your nugget for the day. Here's your nugget for the day. The auto workers, automakers, they're smarter than the church. They're smarter than the average person. Why? We say, what do you say, Coach? Because when they make a car, they put on that car a great big windshield and a real tiny rearview mirror. Because it's so much more important where you've gone than where you've been. We spend so much of our energy looking in the rearview mirror and say, well, they did this. And I'm looking in my rearview mirror, by the way. They did this, and they did this, and they did this to us. They did, okay, good. What is their windshield? What are we going to do moving forward from this point? That has to be our focus. Not how did they do it. How did they do it? I don't know how they did it, but they did it. What are we going to do about it? That's got to be our attitude. Go ahead, Larry.
I want to point this out. The same God that saved those people out of the land of Egypt is the same God that afterward, after he saved them, he destroyed them that believed not.
Amen. Amen. So I don't know. I guess I wish in the multitude of many counselors is great wisdom. We ought to be able to come up with some offensive solutions here. And listen, sure. I'm not saying counter. Here, I got a great solution. I got one. Clean up on aisle 12. Here's a great solution. Let's turn Satan's high holiday, Halloween, let's turn it into hallelujah parties. That'll do it. Those are the kind of solutions we come up with, right? How many of you go to your pastor and say, Pastor, quit counterfeiting works of the devil and Christianizing it by changing the very name of it?
Amen.
So we don't dress up like ghosts and goblins. We dress up like pumpkins. We dress up like fairies and angels. Really? So now you've Christianized what the devil's doing. That's called infiltration.
Yeah, because why don't we just take it back? You got it.
Well, we need a plan. But more than that, boys and girls, we need to care what they think. We are in war. And the Boy Scouts, which was a very strong foundational a vehicle for the building of young men in America. Can I tell you the truth? They're gone. They're about gone. Oh, so let's do this. Let's go start Jesus Scouts. Let's start Jesus Scouts. Let's retreat from the world and start Jesus Scouts. There's only one problem with it. Your Jesus Scouts have to live in a society, in a culture where these other people are also living. It's a common culture, common society, and we who carry the name of Christ upon which this country is founded will not stand up and demand that those virtues be reestablished. That's what we have to do.
Hey, Coach. I got a weird alarm that woke me up this morning, so I want to say this. I think we should have a beauty contest for girls without makeup, without anything like that. Just a pure beauty contest and bring the real concept of beauty back, not with makeup, but with just being pure
people. Benny, that's what it started. That's what Miss America started out as.
So let's bring it back.
How you do that? It's good to say. How do we do that?
We do our own contest. Forget their contest, because their contest is filthy. It's never going to be clean.
Benny, what's going to happen is they're going to say this natural beauty contest is such a great idea. Let's do it natural in the nude.
Or how about this? They're going to sue you because you won't let a woman be a man.
That's not the problem. Because a woman's a woman, a man is a man. I deal with reality.
My point is we have to stand up and say no to some of this stuff.
Yes.
No, to some of this.
Amen, brother.
No to some of this. No to some of this. And so I wish I had the solution.
Well, let me put something on the table here for everybody to consider. This is all. Okay. Now, the apostles did not look back on the good old days.
No, they didn't.
When they spread the word of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Rather, they looked forward to what ought to be, what Jesus wants it to be. We need to quit looking back on the good old days and look forward to what it ought to be, what Jesus wants it to be. Like the Muslims, like the Mormons, like the Sodomites that are colonizing what we had built, mm-hmm. we need to counterattack, just like the Crusades, and recolonize first the churches, then society and government for Jesus and his values.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. Set it on its head.
It's
what it ought to be, not what it was.
Lowell, the scriptures say, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, boys and girls, vision and sight are not the same thing. They're not the same thing. We all have sight. We all see. But vision is the ability to see beyond what you see. It's the ability to see and project. And for too long, again, we have been driving our car looking in the rearview mirror, trying to figure out how we're going to get back there. How am I going to get back there? When that's not it. A reconstruction, a reformation has to do with changing what lies before you. And that is not going to happen easily. It's not going to happen. And it certainly won't happen if the church is convinced we're out of here. It's over. No sense fighting for it. It's what Jesus told us would happen. The end is near. Let's huddle down, hunker down, and not make anybody mad. I think it is, Jared. I could have got... I'm sorry. Well, it's me. Maybe I'm making that weird noise. Maybe I need... I've been wearing this when I've been out plowing today, so maybe I need to change microphone. Okay. Oh, you got twisted. 5 minutes, man. Somebody help me bring this thing home. Pray for Roger. Pray for Roger that he'll be healing. Roger's really, really generous, and we appreciate that. I don't know. I'm looking over here. I wish you could see what I see. The conversations that are going on over here between men and the synergy that just a few men focus together. Courage that comes when being around other men. And most of us. Can you hear me? Do I unplug it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. The synergy, the solutions are right over here. They're right over here. Men of God, led by the Spirit of God, injecting and supporting the plans of God with the principles of God. This is not hard. But we don't even get to, you don't even know people at your church. You don't even know. And you pull away from your church and you come and you watch the huddle and now you're a cult follower and you're off the rails and he's gone off the deep. Amen. And because of that ridicule, we are hesitant to move forward. And ultimately, as I started out the show to say this, this is an individual thing, man. Right where you live, you're gonna have to take the initiative right where you live.
Hey, Coach, it's Randy. Hey, yesterday after the show, I had goosebumps on me. I was so I felt the anointing. I walked all day yesterday in the anointing. Everywhere I went, I challenged people. I spoke to them. I loved them. I did what, and this is it. We have the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When we move, everywhere we go, we're the church. Everywhere we go. And when we move into every situation, we take the Spirit of the Lord. And what do? We break bondage. We pull it off of them.
Amen.
It is an individual mandate, Coach.
It's one-on-one, brother. It's one-on-one. And something great will fall out of that, Randy. By the way, was it a text message? It was a text message you sent me yesterday, Randy, that really, really blessed me. And let's see if I can get it up here real quick as we wind down here. Let's see. I get so many texts. It'll just be right there. But that was a question. Here's what I said back. The Lord says, when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? That's pretty profound, isn't it?
That's a challenge, Coach. Huh? That is a challenge.
Will he find faith on the earth? Huh? The meek shall inherit the earth?
Yes, sir.
When the fall, going to crush him is Christ, right? Come on, man. Come on,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
And the greatest disappointment we're all going to have is when we stand on the other side and we look around and we look back through that rearview mirror where we just left and realize what we could have done. And we've lost that vision. We've yielded it all to the dark side. God bless y'all. It's been a great week down here. Been tiring. It's going to be good to get home, back in our normal haunts. But again, I'm just trying to encourage you that whatever that fire you feel, Randy, whatever that fire you feel burning inside of you, man, fan that baby back into flames. Fan it into flames. Find like-minded men. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner. Must not suffer loss from victory unto victory. His army shall he lead till every foe is vanquished. And Christ is Lord indeed. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.